School budgets are tighter than ever, but superintendents are cobbling together whatever dollars they can to buy more computers for their classrooms. But in Hoboken, Jill Barchet of the Teachers College online news site, The Hechinger Report, finds that buying computers for students doesn't always work out.
About 5 years ago, the school district in Hoboken started buying laptops for every student, beginning with those in middle school. School officials thought it would be a great tool for in-class instruction. Plus, it gave computer access at home to low-income students who wouldn't otherwise have it. By the time network engineer Jerry Crocomo arrived in 2011, every 7th, 8th, and 9th grader had a laptop.
Half a dozen kids in a day, on a regular basis, bringing laptops down, going, my books fell on top of it, somebody sat on it, I dropped it.
Screens cracked, batteries died, keys popped off, viruses attacked. Crocomo found that teenagers with laptops are still teenagers.
We bought laptops that had reinforced hard shell cases so that we could try to offset some of the damage these kids were going to do. I was pretty impressed with some of the damage they did anyway. Some of the laptops would come back to us completely destroyed.
Hoboken school officials were also worried they couldn't control which websites students would visit. Crocomo installed software called NetNanny to block pornography, gaming sites, and Facebook. But Crocomo says students quickly figured out how to anyway.
There's no more determined hacker, so to speak, than a 12-year-old who has a computer.
What all this security software did do was bog down the computers. Teachers complained it took 20 minutes for them to boot up, only to crash afterwards. Hoboken math coach Howard McKenzie says he also had problems with the software itself.
We wanted to run a program for graphing calculators, but it didn't work very well. It was very sticky, so we kind of scrapped it, and the way the teacher did the class was she showed it on the smart board.
Teachers complained they weren't given enough training on how to use the computers for instruction, or how to manage a room full of teenagers distracted by electronics. Michael Ranieri, a junior at Hoboken's high school, aspires to be an electrical engineer. He says when he did use the computers for schoolwork, it was mostly word processing and internet browsing.
We kind of just did like games and stuff just to mess around when we had free time. I remember really big was a Crazy Taxi that we used to play. If we found like Solitaire online, we used to play it.
Superintendent Mark Toback inherited the laptop program when he arrived in 2011. At first, he tried to keep it going. But he faced skyrocketing costs, which no one had budgeted for. Licenses for the security software alone were running more than $100,000 and needed to be renewed every 2 years. And the final kicker? The whole town was jamming the high school's wireless network.
A lot of people knew the username and password, so a lot of people were able to walk by the building and they would get wireless access. And over a period of years, bogged it down, it made it unusable.
Allison Powell is a vice president at iNACOL, the International Association for K-12 Online Learning. She's a big proponent of using educational technology because computers can help teachers personalize instruction by delivering different lessons to each child. But she says many schools aren't doing it right.
Probably in the last few months, I've had quite a few principals and superintendents call and say, I bought these 500 iPads or 1,000 laptops because the district next to us just bought them, and they're like, now what do we do?
Several school systems, including Los Angeles and Fort Bend, Texas, recently scrapped tablet programs because of rollout problems. Powell says that schools should buy computers only if they have a plan for using them to make teaching in the classroom more effective. In Hoboken, the mothballed laptops have ended up in a locked closet, where dozens and dozens are strewn among brown cardboard boxes. Others are stacked one atop another on top of other computer detritus.
Boxes upon boxes of old laptops.
This summer, the staff will have to go through them one by one, write down the serial numbers, and draft a resolution for the school board to approve their destruction. Then they'll seek bids from recycling companies to figure out how much it will cost Hoboken to throw them away. For WNYC, I'm Jill Barchet.
Jill Barchet is a reporter for The Hechinger Report, a nonprofit news outlet at Columbia University's Teachers College.